USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC has released its guidelines for nearly 31 million Americans who've been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. One of those recommendations would allow those who are fully vaccinated to meet with unvaccinated people who are at low risk of severe illness without masks or social distancing. Dr. Richard Besser says that could help encourage more people to get the shot. The former acting director of the CDC tells ABC News it would be a welcome step towards normalcy.
So if it's an individual who's at low risk of having serious illness, the CDC is saying you can be together. And so that opens the door for grandparents to meet with their children and their grandchildren and have that kind of contact. And I know for a lot of people, just that movement towards some semblance of normalcy will be a great emotional release. And I hope for some people who've been on the fence about getting vaccinated, it will encourage more people to do so.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A Michigan high school student was hospitalized after accidentally detonating a homemade explosive Monday morning inside a classroom at Newaygo High School in West Central Michigan. The 16-year-old was hospitalized with moderate to severe injuries. Four classmates were also hospitalized with minor injuries. Police say they don't believe the student had any ill intent in bringing the explosive into class, nor was there any intent to detonate it. At the University of Kansas, and head football coach Les Miles have agreed to part ways. The move comes following the release of a report alleging inappropriate conduct towards female students during his time at LSU. In a Monday evening statement, Kansas Athletic Director Jeff Long said he was disappointed for the school and everyone involved with the football program. The report released last week detailed an investigation conducted at LSU in 2013, accusing Miles of inappropriate behavior with female students. Miles has denied any inappropriate relations with the students, saying he was mentoring young women at the school. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The CDC released guidelines for people who've been fully vaccinated on Monday. Tim Berg has more on what that could mean for vaccinated Americans from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The CDC says fully vaccinated individuals can take part in small gatherings indoors with others who have been fully vaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says they can do so without face masks or social distancing. Dr. Walensky also saying if someone is fully vaccinated, they can then be around someone who's at low risk regarding coronavirus, which is big news according to Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel.
That means grandma can come and visit their grandchildren who, if grandma's vaccinated, if grandma's fully vaccinated, right, and grandchildren are low-risk groups, they can come without a mask and distancing. That wasn't on the table before.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a final vote on the $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan could come as soon as Tuesday, with the measure expected to be sent to President Biden's desk. Senator Tim Scott calls the bill a progressive payment plan. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that the bill provides states that don't need it with a bailout.
California, that is predicted to have a $19 billion surplus, gets $40 billion out of the fund of $350 billion set aside for states who need help. If you don't need help, you shouldn't get it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.